This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. ANA releases trillion-dollar train wreck report, and Chuck Montano receives ANA Whistleblower Award. Dozens of community leaders from around the country will visit Washington, D.C. from April 18th through the 20th to oppose what they call out-of-control U.S. DOE nuclear weapons projects that accelerate wasteful spending, increase proliferation risks, and generate radioactive and toxic pollution. The group will meet with leading members of Congress, committee staffers, and administration officials responsible for U.S. nuclear policies to press for new priorities. Activists from nearly a dozen states are participating in the 28th Annual Alliance for Nuclear Accountability, ANA, D.C. Days. They will deliver copies of ANA's new report entitled Trillion Dollar Train Wreck, which dissects the Obama administration's latest plans to spend more than $1 trillion over the next 30 years on the U.S. nuclear arsenal, including over $1.5 billion a year for ongoing production of plutonium triggers for nuclear weapons at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. According to the 20-page analysis, most of the projects are completely unnecessary for national security. All of them are mismanaged, behind schedule, and wildly over budget. ANA members will urge policymakers to redirect the funding saved by cutting these programs to speeding up the dismantlement of the U.S. stockpile of warheads and cleaning up the legacy of nuclear weapons research, testing, and production. ANA is a network of local, regional, and national organizations representing the concerns of communities downwind and downstream from U.S. nuclear weapons research, production, and waste disposal sites. DC Days participants include activist groups that monitor U.S. nuclear weapons facilities, such as the DOE sites in New Mexico. They are LANL, Sandia National Laboratories, and the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant. ANA member groups in New Mexico are Southwest Research and Information Center, Nuclear Watch New Mexico, and CCNS. As part of its DC Days, ANA will sponsor an awards reception honoring leaders of the movement Responsible Nuclear Policies on Tuesday, April 19th in the Hart Senate Office Building on Capitol Hill from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Honorees include U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, U.S. Representative Adam Smith, the ranking member of the House Armed Services Committee, anti-nuclear reactor organizer Kay Cumbo, and LANL whistleblower Chuck Montano. Whistleblower Montano spent most of his 32-year career at LANL in various accounting and auditing positions. He quickly learned that, quote, laboratory managers routinely ignored what auditors reported. Because of this, serious security and financial lapses occurred that otherwise could have been averted and ended up costing the taxpayers lots of money, end quote. Montano documented his experience in his new book, Los Alamos, Secret Colony, Hidden Truths, A Whistleblower's Diary, which is a clarion call for citizen action to address waste, fraud, and abuse at LANL. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.